I believe we are in this position in part because of a certain idea of masculine identity. And it all has to do with how we choose to raise our boys. We tell them that they must be masculine. That masculinity is the opposite of femininity. So they grow up to reject feminine traits in favor of masculine ones. They must be tough, gotta be a tough boy. And we spend a lot of time training them to be tough. We punish them in certain ways to toughen them up. We drop lip on them much more than we do the girls. This is not an argument that we should punish our girls more severely. But there's a saying, don't spare the rod and spoil the child. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we should, in our new socialization of our children, banish corporal punishment from our culture. Our attempt to toughen up our boys, I believe, has contributed to the hardening of our society. Not only men, but women who must assert themselves in the face of male aggression. The constant messages to boys and girls from early in their lives that men must not show emotions except anger. Men must dominate. I'm sure the men in this room have been exposed to that sort of orientation. Men must be tough, must not show fear, although men are so scared of doctors. Men must be in charge and must rule by whatever means. These are at the root of many of our problems. This idea of masculinity that we teach and enforce causes men to see themselves as strong and women as weak. It makes them feel that they are superior to women and that they can own, control, and abuse women. So I know there is no quick fix. There is no silver bullet. There is no magic wand. But we are in a crisis, and our people are impatient to action. We can study all we want, we can research all we want, we can have policy documents all we want, but if we don't ensure we move it from there to the next stage, we would be just spinning our wheels, we'll just be speaking to ourselves and not being able to get to where we really can solve the solution.